it forward a couple of yards, now turning towards the left wing, plays a high ball, in fact that's over towards the right hand side, brought in down delicately by Kelly, and Kelly going on a run in the 18 yard box, pulls it back, and already Bohemians have gone 1-0 up. 3, Denny Corcoran, we are less than a minute gone, and it's Derry City 0, Bohemians 1.
Spleen trying to get away from Looney. Still Spleen on the ball, tries to still get away. Looney's done really well, they hold off the attention of Spleen. This time gets away from him, does a wee Cruyff turn, gets his cross under the box, and it's right to the back post where Fusco waits. Fusco right footed, he plays it under the path of McAnuff. McAnuff unleashes his shot, but it's well closed down by the defending Danny Corcoran, and that's going to be from Dan finds Rory Heal, Ronan Heal, but he's headed down straight under the path of Derek Pender. Pender under a bit of pressure, he's giving it away to Ali Roy. Roy shifts on to his right foot, will he pull the trigger this time? No, he spreads it out to the right hand side, but unfortunately for him, Ronan Heal wasn't there, he was a bit too close for him, and Leahy can bring it away, gives it to Devaney on this left hand side. Devaney brings it forward, finds Corcoran into the centre, trying to find Ward. But Ward has stolen away from Rory Heal. Keith Ward into the Derry 18 yard box, shows too much of that, but he's managed. Very lucky. Ward with the right footed shot, Jared Doherty palms it into the path of the number 27, Kelly, but Kelly just fluffs his lines at the last minute, and the flag has gone up. But that was a worrying time for Derry City, or Paddy.
Gentle touch back to Spleen, short pass now to the lap from distance on the right foot, strikes the back of Leahy, and the ball bounces up and is now dropped down at the feet of Spleen towards outside left, or outside right, towards McDonough into the centre to Rory Hale, who's winding up for a shot from distance and narrowly misses the target. Derry City still remain 1-0 down to Bohemians.
Great start by Derry in the second half, you know, and you've got to give Kenny City praise. Well, early were four substitutions.
Kelly now inside Derry's 18, closing down, and Seabar goes for goal, and the ball was actually touched by Jared Doherty, but he's turned it into his own net, attempting the save. It is now Derry City 0, Bohemians 2.
Totally against the run of play. We're just speaking about how good Derry have started the second half, and just at half time, in the half time break, I've seen the Kevin McLaughlin there, how good a player Keith Ford is. What a pass that was.
And with that, as you can probably hear, there are a few boos ringing out and around the ground. The referee has brought proceedings to a close. It's finished. Derry City 0, Bohemians 2. Well played, Bohemians. Derry can just kiss that fourth spot goodbye, Paddy, after that performance.
Right here with Hugh Harkin, Derry City assistant manager. Hugh, how would you describe the team's performance tonight?
If I'm honest, you know, we have to be disappointed. Again, you know, we have given them a goal 30 seconds into the game. You go out with a game plan. If you're going to give away soft goals like that, then the game plan's out the window, and then it's an uphill battle. You know, Bulls are a good side. They're the form team in the league at the minute. You give them a goal up, they control the game after that. They sat in. Okay, we huff and puff. We had a lot of chances and a lot of shots, but we never looked if we had any real penetration that we were going to hurt them. We were hopeful rather than, you know, anything else, that something would go on and maybe we'd get a lift in the buzz from that. But, you know, very disappointed in the performance, given the performance that we put on last week.
Of course, you have a danger now of slipping down the table. You were down now to 6 in the table. Bulls are just sitting 2 points behind the Pats of leapfrogies. What do you do to try and steady the ship now? Do you try and get back into that fifth, or maybe try and even still go for that fourth place? Because you're in danger of finishing in the lower end of the table.
Well, that's it. I mean, the table doesn't lie, and you are where you are. I mean, we've lost 50% of our game, so we are where we deserve to be. And, you know, we have to be honest about that. But, as I say, if you're going to keep giving silly goals away like we've been given all year, you know, then that's where you're going to be. A 10-team league, it's a hard league. You know, there's no easy games. Everybody's capable of beating everybody else. If you can put a string of results together, you can quickly move up the table, as Bulls have proved. They were in a sticky patch, but they're now probably the form team. They've put 5 or 6 results together, and they're climbing the table. We haven't been able to consistently put a string of results together this season. You know, we've won one, lost one, and that's the way it's been going. But, you know, I keep saying it, if we're going to give silly goals away, then we're going to pay the price for it.
Do you feel now that this might play a wee bearing on the cup match? It's coming up soon. You know, Bulls have that momentum now. They've broke the wee duck that, you know, Darius bit them in the last 10 games. They've broke that wee duck. They'll be coming back and down here with a wee bit more confidence coming back.
Oh, I mean, 100%. Why would you not? You know, and the thing being is, you know, they've won the night, so if people are looking at it, they're going to say, Bulls are going to come here. But as I say, the way we've been playing, you know, it's been like a Jekyll and Hyde performance from us all year. You know, as I say, we had a similar scenario a couple of weeks back there where Sligo come here, beat us in the league. You know, we didn't perform on the night. And then we go away to a semi-final at Sligo and we beat them. You know, it's the same scenario all over again. You know, again, a great performance last week at Pats in the Cup to go on the next round. But then the Bowes, it's, you know, it was such a different performance than it again, having prepared the same way with the same players. You know, we just don't know what we're going to get from week in, week out from the players.
Do you feel the players maybe switch off at times? You know, like tonight, 52 seconds into the game, Bowes going up. Do you feel they switched off? They hadn't clicked into the game yet. You know, just a quick counter attack maybe from Bowes, and they weren't ready for it.
Well, you know, the game starts when the ref blows the whistle. You've got to be focused. It doesn't matter if it's the first 30 seconds, the last 30 seconds, or whatever. You're professional players, and it's part of the game. It's okay. You can have all the ability in the world and all the skill in the world, but if you haven't got the focus and the concentration, the mental strength to be a footballer, you know, you're not going to survive in this league, you know.
Thank you.